Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
We're talking with Scott Bulling. Scott, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming deadline for crop insurance for pasture owners. So tell me about where we are on that.
That's right. It's November 15 is the last day to sign up for pasture, rangeland, and forage. It's PRF. It's through the Federal Crop Insurance Program. It is designed to protect landowners, grass, alfalfa, permanent vegetation owners against dry weather.
Why should a guy be interested in this?
I think there's several reasons that you got to look at it. You're allowed to set up a 2-month window where you are insuring your vegetation against dry weather, and then you take another 2 months, and each 2 month interval stands on its own. So if you don't get rain at the right time when you're trying to grow your forage, whether that's an alfalfa crop or a grass crop, anything that's permanent vegetation, if you are not getting the rainfall that you need, then this will allow you to be able to collect a rent check or go buy hay, or our rainfall has clearly been more erratic than it used to be, and I think this is a very beneficial program for them.
What do folks need to do to be able to get involved in this particular crop insurance product?
Prior to November 15, they've got to get in contact with a federal crop insurance agent, talk to them. They got to decide how many acres they want to insure and what months they want to insure them in, as well as what coverage level. Coverage level meaning what level of rainfall do you want to be protected against? The highest amount that we can do is at 90% of normal rainfall. The normal rainfall is set by the National Weather Service from 1948 through last year. That would be considered normal. Anything that's 90% or less than that, you start triggering a payment.
Historically, I know there's been a pretty good payback on this particular product as far as, you know, when you look at the overall records of rainfall and those pasture areas.
Yeah, you can look at a 10-year, 20-year, 50-year history if you want to. And it's ranged anywhere from 1.5 to 2 times what has been paid in has been paid back out on each grid, because it is on a grid-by-grid basis. It's specific to a producer's area. It's not necessarily what happens on his land, but on his and his neighbor's land, it's all lumped into a grid. Definitely, it's been a program that's been paying out over the years. Strongly recommend it.
For the producers that are, you know, anywhere across the country, at one point it was a pilot program. This is the national program now, right?
That's right. It's available in all 48 contiguous states and in all counties. So our time is running out. November 15 is coming around, but it is something that, particularly for cattle producers that have not been familiar with the federal crop insurance programs, it is something to find an agent that's knowledgeable about it, talk to them, and I'd be doing it soon.
If you want to learn more about PRF, you can get a hold of Scott Bulling at Superior Crop Insurance, OklahomaCrop.com, their website. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Bob Tallman inviting you to join us for the 4-6's Legacy Female Sale, Thursday, November 10th at 1 p.m. Central. The sale will be broadcast live at SuperiorLivestock.com and Dish Channel 232. What an opportunity to purchase legendary heifers in load lots or groups of 10 head. For more information, call my friends at Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117, or visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.